Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Tim, morena.
Morena. Kei te pehe koe.
Oh, kei te pai aho. How are you doing there, Zoe?
Kei te ngenge aho.
Aye, big time. Bit of a,
but good.
Bit of a sleepy vibe up here, but we're getting through.
Hopefully you got a coffee, though.
Yeah, I do.
Got a coffee. For anybody who's just tuned in to breakfast this morning, they might not be aware that this is a fairly significant media bat, because it's actually our last media bat for a wee while. And do you want to tell everybody why that is, Tim?
I've decided to bring new life into the world, like Dr. Manhattan style. I'm having a baby.
Yay!
Well, my wife's having a baby, to be technical, but we're having a baby.
I'm very happy for you, Tim. Sad
Thank
that
you.
It means we have to say kakite for a little while at least, but I'm very stoked for you guys. So congrats from us at BFM. And I think we should launch into what we're talking about this morning before we get too mushy on it. What's happening in the world
for
of media?
For sure. Well, I kind of just wanted to focus on mainly one story. There's another little thing that I'll end on. But this is the Friendly Geordies case, which I've brought up a few times over the last
yes.
few months. So I just want to catch everyone up to speed, because it is quite a confusing and long-running story. So I want to re-give the context of stuff that's going on here. So the Friendly Geordies case involves an Australian YouTube comedian by the name of Jordan Shanks, and he's up against the Deputy Premier of New South Wales. And this story's had a bit of a development in the last couple of weeks, and then a more recent one that happened just yesterday. So to catch people up, Geordie does political videos online. He's mm-hmm. a stand-up comedian. He's got a huge online following now, and he has been highlighting for quite a while a series of videos that highlight on impropriety, at least corruption at worst, on the part of John Barilaro, who's the Deputy Premier of New South Wales. Jordan Shanks even went and rented a property that Barilaro owns to film a video inside of it, this 30-minute video which you can watch called Bruzz, which calls him out for corruption after awarding government money to a mate of his, and for perjury, which Shanks claims that he committed 9 times. So after this, Barilaro tried to sue Shanks for defamation, which kind of predictably backfired in the public arena. The video blew up and a bunch of support started mm-hmm. flowing in for Jordan Shanks. So this back and forth like kept going, and it got more intense over time. And this culminated in a police terror unit called the Fixated Persons Investigation Unit being deployed onto Shanks's 21-year-old producer named Christo Lankier, who was arrested by the unit when they removed him from his own family home, which injured his mum and his dog. Barilaro went pretty nuts at a Sky News journalist in July, who asked him on air if the Deputy Premier was responsible for that.
Mm.
And that video has started doing the rounds again now, because police documents have come to light showing that Barilaro had a meeting with two detectives last December. Now, in media statements, Barilaro said that he went to the Fixated Persons Unit in response to an incident where the producer came across him in a park, but that happened in June. So
right.
he was talking to the police 6 months prior to the incident. It would appear that Barilaro is talking shit. So there was a twist a few days ago. Jordan Shanks, who's being represented by a QC, I believe, in Australia, managed to obtain a police witness statement, which Barilaro gave to the cops. And he read it on one of his videos on YouTube, which normally, you know, would not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
The courts would not allow that. But this witness statement was quote, in the matter of Jordan Shanks. And that was a surprise, because Shanks hasn't been arrested or charged by the police at any point, and that's the reason why he was allowed to read that on a video, because it's not pertaining to any matter that he knows of before the courts.
Wow.
Because
Whoa.
There shouldn't be any matter involving Jordan before the courts. So now it appears that Barilaro has been working with members of the police for months just to try and find some way to get Shanks or his team.
Oh my
and
God.
They were waiting for anything to be able to throw at him. So the defamation case that Barilaro brought against Shanks is now before the Aussie courts. Shanks' legal team asked for a jury trial In part because this specific case that's gone to court is going to hinge on how a typical Australian would interpret the word corrupt and the word con man.
Right.
Now, that request got denied yesterday by the courts, partially on the basis of difficulties arising from COVID and partially, and this blows me away, on the basis that the courts believed it would be unfair to the Deputy Premier who might run out of money for his legal defence.
What
the hell?
Yeah.
That seems so wild. Now, I'm not a lawyer and I know nothing really about legal stuff, but that seems wild.
It's pretty crazy. But Barilaro obviously is worth multiple millions of dollars. But because public support has been flowing in for Jordan Shanks, the courts are interpreting this in a way, or the judges rather, specifically, that Jordan Shanks essentially has like a kind of limitless flow of money coming in now. So if it dragged out in the courts, it would actually be unfair to the Deputy Premier who's brought the charges. So this is a super interesting case. It's about a lot of things. It's about freedom of speech in Australia, but it's about something else, which I think is kind of more important. The reason why I think that Barilaro is throwing so much at Jordan Shanks is this young comedian he's found a way to take on these right-wing politicians in Australia, which is actually super rare. Australia's got quite a different media and political environment to New Zealand. The media in Australia doesn't look like ours. It's dominated by Rupert Murdoch money. So the conservative right in Australia have basically had a hand from mainstream media for decades. And it finally seems like Jordan Shanks has found this combination of doing these sort of aggressive comedic videos online, and they have actually changed some smaller elections within his state of New South Wales where he's focused on certain people and issues, and I think it's really starting to piss off the Liberal Party of Australia, so they're basically throwing everything they can at him. I mean, obviously that's just my commentary, that's my perception, but I think it's a pretty valid one if you put all the pieces together.
I'm glad you've kept us up to date with this story, Tim, because it's one of those things that hasn't really hit the media here in New Zealand in any big way, and I think it's fascinating, especially because it's happening somewhere that is essentially so close to us and share a lot of things with, so it's very interesting to see what's going on.
What are some possible outcomes of this? And the case and everything.
Jordan Shanks might be found guilty, and I'm not sure what the sort of outcome of that would be, what the courts would award, but I assume it would probably be monetary and they might demand that he apologises. There's also two videos that are in question specifically that have come out in the last 12 months. Barilaro is also suing Google as a sort of tangent to do with this as well, because the videos are still on YouTube that are in question, which Barilaro is claiming are defaming him. So,
crikey.
I mean, the videos could get taken down for one, Shanks could get fined for another. I anticipate the maximum sentence might involve some jail time, but I actually don't know what the maximum sentences are for the charges specifically.
Crikey, well, we'll try and keep up to date with that. Maybe you'll have to come back and do a special for us sometime and let us know what's been happening there, Tim.
Yeah, it's a tricky one because even the Australian media aren't really reporting on it. Little drips and drabs come out. So, I don't know. Friendly Geordies is his name on YouTube. He's a very punchable guy. Like, he's very smug and annoying. But, you know, the case that's going on involving him is sort of bigger than his personality.
Bigger than him, yeah. Well, what's the other thing you brought in for us today?
Oh, look, I thought this was appropriate as the last thing to end on for Media Bat for a while. And this is the famous BFM BSA ad, which you will have heard if you've ever tuned into this station that's been playing for 25 years, finally drew an official complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. The complainant wrote, "These are not just naughty words. They create unpleasant mental images of a sexual nature. Also, I find the word fuck offensive when it is used without any context and especially in combination with knuckles," which is just, that's funny. That is like objectively a funny complaint. Yeah. So the Broadcasting Standards Authority received this official complaint, reviewed it. They did not uphold it, and I think it's a funny case, and it made the rounds in the news a little bit because this ad's been going for ages. But it highlights the very important contextual nature of whether or not these complaints get upheld. Mm-hmm. So these words, for example, were used on Radio New Zealand, there's no doubt in my mind that this complaint would have been upheld immediately and RNZ would have been wrapped on the fuck knuckles because of it. But because it's BFM, BFM has a certain audience, there is a certain expectation between the broadcaster and their audience as to what's going to get delivered. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's kind of cool that the Broadcasting Standards Authority, it really at its core takes that into account when it hears all complaints, because I think it's a very important aspect of us retaining our freedom of speech and ability to broadcast the things that we want to say to the audiences that the broadcaster shares. So it's sort of a nice bookend, sort of related to the Jordan Shanks thing in a way.
Well, thank you very much, Tim, for bringing us some excellent media topics this morning, and in general for being a wonderful contributor to the Breakfast Show over the last almost year and a bit now. Is that right? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
We've got some lovely texts in from the listeners who are congratulating you and your partner on your baby.
Oh, that's sweet.
This one's especially lovely. Someone says, congratulations, Tim. Your baby will grow up to be a force of vigilante media justice, I'm sure. Gonna miss you, bro. Your well-thought-out, topical, humorous and unforgiving segment is my favourite on BFM. And we're gonna miss you heaps, Tim. So don't be gone for too long. Hopefully we'll have you back at some point soon. If you were in the studio, we'd have brought you a cake, but you'll just have to imagine it in this level four
That's
situation.
Very sweet. I'm sure I'll be back in some form before long. So thank you very much for doing such a wonderful show and being so welcoming always. And thank you to the listeners, because it's all for you guys. So I'll just end on a little fuck knuckles, cock and piss balls. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Ka kite.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.